Straddle the saddle and break your butt in during the 24-hour fitness Tour de Pants, Saturday, August 6th at the Cliffs Resort on Possum Kingdom Lake. Brought to you by Plano Cycling, Aspen Egg, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
4:17. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Hardline on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, where copy point number 3 is making its way back into the vernacular. Time now to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Budweiser and Subaru. So, let's have you get old flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top radio personality who fears both the tick and the horrible asp. Here's Cobra.
We all remember Anna Benson, do we not?
That's Chris's old lady, right?
Mm-hmm. She of the gigantic rack. Chris Benson, the pitcher for the Mets, who the Rangers thought about getting. Who was he with? The Pirates?
Yeah.
He was. He's with the Mets now.
So his wife is just crazier than I'll get out.
Bit of a slut, too.
Oh, God. Nauseating.
I don't think the Rangers ever really thought about him.
Well, she's a former stripper. We know that. She was ejected from the World Series of Poker this past Saturday up in Vegas for excessive cursing. She had to serve a 10-minute penalty for dropping the F-bomb, which is a violation of tournament rules. She returned and asked her dealer, "Does that mean I can't say any other word?" And he looks at her and says, "What do you mean?" And she very loudly, in front of everyone who was there, "So I can say C, P, and the other C word, but I can't say the F," to which she was escorted out.
She must have been loaded.
She was also barred from the prime steakhouse at the Bellagio after they refused to let her eat with her French bulldog, Petunia.
What?
At the Bellagio, the nicest hotel in Vegas, she brings her dog to eat at the steakhouse in there. To which she says, "Don't you know who I am?"
And they're like, "No."
Yeah, no. Just some root stripper. They literally said, "Absolutely not. We don't know who you are."
Why should they?
Yeah,
she's the wife of an average major league pitcher.
Average at best.
Good God.
She freaked out, ran off. What a knucklehead, man.
She must have been loaded.
She is trouble.
Oh, my God.
I mean, trouble.
Would you?
No, I would not. Too slutty.
You think the Rangers took that into consideration?
Yeah, I guarantee you they did. They didn't want that nut. They'd already dealt with Stacy Davis. And they didn't need this psycho running around.
Cora.
She was not a nut like that.
Huh?
She was not a nut like that.
She just had hot sports.
Yeah, no, I'm not comparing the two slut-wise because Anna Benson is a slut. Anybody seen
Courtney? She's got a nookie website, doesn't she?
AnnaBenson.net. Dot church or something like that.
I don't think she gets nude on it, though.
Well, that's about to be the only option for her.
Life. Yeah, because she's trying to get in the media.
Yeah, and
that's what? She'll fail.
I heard he was thinking about it.
I mean, it's a one-trick pony, you know?
Wouldn't that be just like him?
Yes.
Her act may work in New York.
No.
But what?
She wouldn't.
But Lanny's programming against the fan. Would you like to do that? He's got to trick things up. But the thing is, I mean, her husband, you know, she's going around like her husband's Roger Clemens.
Yeah.
I mean, he needs us.
Her husband is just an average ball player.
Go up there and wipe out that Mike and the Mad Dog.
He got lucky.
Who would end their careers.
He got lucky. Getting that the Mets were stupid enough to give him that contract. And when that's over, he's looking at major league minimum.
Yeah.
Well, when we unleash the hammer on New York, Mike and the Mad Dog won't know what hit them.
Well,
I don't know.
Can we please not do that?
I don't know if my act would go over in New York.
I really don't want to go to New York.
Spit out. I'm a big fan of the Munsters.
That's the first words out of the mouth of the hammer when we get up there.
But if you want to go
a lot about this guy.
If you want to go, I'll go. You want to go up there and try? Wouldn't go.
Come on, Cobra, let's go.
No.
Come on,
no.
Snake.
Nope.
I know where I'm living.
No. All right, I'll go. Hell,
Frito
the crowd
says,
wants me to go.
Frito came in here and left me a note and says that Anna is pitching her own reality show.
Of course.
When we go up there, Ron, I'm living in Queens.
Here's the thing. She's going to try all these different avenues in the media, TV, radio, and she's going to fail at every one of them, but she does have one thing to fall back on.
Jugs. Magazine.
Being a whore.
Right. There's always room for the whore.
And see, there's
always.
And there's always some idiot consultant or program director that, yeah, we'll give you a shot. When there are other people out there that are talented, they're trying to get in.
Right.
But they don't have the big giant jugs or the millionaire ball player husband.
Exactly.
So they'll let her take the elevator to the top.
You know, I bet there is so much Prozac. And
booze.
Oh, PCP. Heavy booze. She is Liz Taylor PCP. In Opiate. The making.
Opium?
Ecstasy.
Maybe painkillers. Maybe painkillers.
Maybe painkillers.
Cocaine.
Anybody seen Courtney Love lately?
No.
Have you? Like, I'm talking about in the past couple of weeks.
She is torn up in nine kinds of hell.
Well, have you seen her in the past couple of weeks?
I saw her in the past couple of months. I don't think she's cleaned up since then.
In the last couple of months, I'm talking about in about 3 months, she's put on 50 pounds.
Yeah, she'd put on a lot of weight last time I saw her.
Now, here's the deal.
Maybe she can be a ticket chick.
She needed it.
She didn't need 50. She might have needed 10.
She needed 50. She looks good.
And putting on 50 pounds?
You damn right.
I question that.
Have you seen her?
Yes, I have.
Where?
Saw her in Rolling Stone. Yes.
Okay, that means if
a recent picture?
That means if she weighed 100, she weighs 150 now.
She's a big girl. She's, you know, 5'8 or something like that. She needs to weigh 150. She was all strung out.
If she's 5'8, she needs to weigh 125.
On booze and pills.
PCP and opiates and ecstasy and marijuana.
She needed to put on the pounds.
That too.
And like I said, she might have needed to put on some weight, but not 50.
As she says, she's gained back her rehab weight.
But the thing is, she didn't weigh just 100 pounds. She probably got down to like 115 or 120. So now she's up to 170.
Still not that bad.
She's
a brute, man, of the highest order.
She would make a freight train take a dirt road.
Not that bad.
No. I don't think so.
Why don't you take a look at the People versus Larry Flint? See how that looks to you.
Gross.
No.
She's gross, dude.
And not only that, she's pretty old.
Gross. She's
not
like,
terribly well groomed in that movie either.
Oh, boy, she wasn't. I mean, it looked like she had Dr. J in a headlock.
She's 40 or something like that now. Not that old.
Not that bad.
Thank you.
Would you?
Yes, I would.
Yuck.
Willie Nelson's new reggae album.
It'd
be like opening a gate and screwing a pasture.
We're
full of them today.
His new reggae album comes in two separate versions, the regular and the Walmart version.
The Walmart version?
The one that doesn't have the marijuana leaf on the front?
The cover art of Countryman, which is released today, features green marijuana leaves over a red and yellow background.
Country.
And it looks very similar to a large pack of rolling papers. What are those?
Shut up.
What do those look like?
Well, they're either tops or zigzag.
Yeah.
Or Randy's. With a little wire in them.
Yeah.
But I heard that.
I've never seen them. What do you do with them?
Randy's.
Roll marijuana cigarettes. Those are hard to find, aren't they?
No.
Got to go to a head shop.
Oh, dear. Old Randy. Thanks for the fun times, Randy.
Is that Randy from the bone?
So
no.
Tell me, so you're, what
no,
you
it's
the
goatee one.
Is that,
hang on.
Is Walmart said?
Walmart said, long before we released the album, they got the cover art and they said, no pot in our store, Holmes. And so he replaced it with a palm tree.
You know what he should have done? He should have stood his ground because that record's not going to sell.
No!
It's not going to sell in Walmart, Kmart, Target, anywhere.
How about Phenomart?
No, not going to sell anywhere. It sucks. It's horrible.
It's a Willie Nelson doing reggae.
You didn't hear it, did you?
Might sell that.
No.
See, we heard it. When you were out that day knocking up your wife, we were in here.
Yeah, when Malotsky came in, he brought
Malotsky
it. We listened to it.
It
sucks.
Is it bad?
Oh, my God.
Good gosh.
Is it funny?
No.
I mean, is it?
Yeah,
ranking?
That is.
Ranking.
No, he's trying to do
the girls. I'm love.
No, he's trying to do serious, non-cliche reggae.
What does that mean? He has pot on the cover of his album. Right. How's that not cliche?
He's trying,
Grego.
He's trying to take normal songs and like just spice them up with reggae a little bit.
Okay.
It ain't working for him.
Why would he?
I mean, it's not like he's, you know, not like you're listening to No Woman, No Cry or anything.
Right. Why would he bow down to Walmart, though? He seems like the guy that would kind of want to stand his ground, maybe.
Maybe
he
needs
money. That would work for him. He doesn't need money.
You know why? Because some of his people, his publicist or whatever, the people that handled the release, that they probably went to him and said, look, this is the biggest record CD distributor in the world.
Right.
We need to get in there. So let's just put a palm tree.
What are they not the biggest distributor of or biggest seller of? Walmart. Seriously. They sell more clothes. They sell more food.
PCP.
Probably pot. They're the biggest distributor of white trash.
Soon to be gas.
Oh, you know that.
Already gas.
No, oh, yeah. I mean, they're soon to be the biggest.
Oh.
And you know their latest that they're looking into?
Mm-mm.
Banks.
Motor oil.
Oh, they're the largest distributor of motor oil.
Banks.
Walmart Bank. Where they can control the banking.
You know, craziest...
You know what they're doing? All they're doing is creating the old family store.
It's a company store.
Company store, yeah. You know, where you work for the guy and you buy everything from the company store. That's all they're doing.
I don't shop there.
You know what? I've stopped, too. But I go to Sam's, so that's stupid.
You need to stop that.
Yep.
Boy, you save a lot of money, though.
Yeah, but...
I'll buy all my stuff at the Parkett Market on Greenville.
That's the greatest store ever. They have the best sandwiches.
That's where I get my kegs, when I used to drink kegs, when my life was good.
Your life is good now.
Is it?
You have a loving wife. You're about to have an adorable baby.
Spank.
You know how much he hates her.
You're about to have 2 a.m. feedings.
Yeah, boy, just wait till diaper time rolls around.
Are you going to practice changing diapers before the baby's
born? I already know how to change diapers.
No, you don't.
No,
yes,
you don't.
I
you
do
need
too.
To practice on
how do you know?
Because I've changed my nieces and nephews a million times.
Oh, I want you to practice on Mike.
You practice on me?
Will you?
I believe we have that in there.
You know
me changing your diaper.
What?
You don't remember that?
I have never changed a diaper.
You don't remember this, Danny?
All right, let's listen.
Must prove Gen Xers wrong. I must prove Gen Xers wrong.
Awful sleeper.
Don't need diaper.
You know what I noticed out here at Dillard's?
What?
As I went to the bathroom just a second ago, they have a diaper changing area for you, Mike. So maybe Kevin and I in a break can change your diaper for you.
You'll have to kick your legs up, though, because it's inside a space in the wall that's very small.
Yeah, it's kind of small.
So we'll have to slide the diaper way up on your feet and then pull it down.
But we've been in worse places to change his diaper.
Yeah, absolutely. We had to do it in the back of the car when we went to San Antonio training camp last year.
I'll never forget that.
First of all, I don't wear a diaper, and I didn't ride to San Antonio with either of you boys.
Remember the movie theater incident?
You had never changed a diaper. There's never been a movie theater incident.
I missed like 30 minutes of Die Hard 3 because of that crap.
Because I forgot to bring the wipes.
Yeah.
Always got, always prepare, always bring the wipes.
Do you have Ryder's giant diaper bag?
Don't need diaper.
Well, that was a long way to go. Something not
oh,
really
dear
funny.
God, maybe I do.
God, Michael.
Oh, God.
Was that? Did we think that was funny?
It must have been somehow tied in. I think there was like three of them that we played, but yeah. I thought there was one of them where he actually changed his diaper.
Maybe there was one that was actually funny.
Maybe so. Lord.
Well, maybe not.
That was that right there was a swing and a miss.
Well, was there was something else involved besides that. It wasn't just that piece of garbage.
But seriously, you need to practice on Mike during breaks.
I know how to change diapers. I don't need Mike's help.
Are y'all going to go with disposable, or are you going to get the real kind?
Cloth?
Yeah.
Cloth.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to that now.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, because
we did that.
You did cloth diapers.
Sure did. A lot of people are.
Gross.
It's more sanitary, they say. They don't have the plastic.
And it's better for the environment. You're concerned about that, aren't you?
Yeah, oh, liberal, yeah. Corby.
Yeah, just, I am.
You just get a diaper service.
It seems so much
dirty. They clogs up landfills.
Dirty diapers.
Bingo.
I thought that stuff just kind of decomposed on its own, though.
No, no. It's not like a banana
peel.
Well,
the peel. Poop does, but the diapers don't.
Oh, is that so, what clogs up the landfill?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So y'all should think
you
about
give a diaper
that.
Service.
Yeah, they come along, they pick up the crappy ones and give you some new ones.
Well, what do they do with that? Recycle it?
They go,
wash
they take them, yeah, they wash them, fold them back up, and they give them to you again.
What? The what same
mean,
ones?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're the same ones.
Well, I don't want someone else's junk on my kid.
You get yours back.
God. I'm not familiar with any of this.
See, I didn't wear disposable diapers. Oh. Look how I turned out. I'm okay.
Did you?
I don't think they had them.
No, they didn't have them back then.
They didn't have them when I was a kid. I mean, my mother
did that with Jordan, though.
Mike just went in the yard.
My mother would have to wash those crappy diapers of mine.
Yeah,
all
back
the time.
Then it was.
And apparently, I was a crapping baby.
Mm. Yeah, gee,
oh,
look
I'm
at
sure
the time.
You were.
6 minutes of it were taken up with that nonsense.
Sorry.
This is good. We didn't have anything for the next segment anyway.
Didn't we?
All right. That's E-News.
Oh, I wish I was in a land of...
Bicycle. Bicycle.
Hey, Junior Miller. What do you want to do Saturday, August 6th?
Join me in celebrating the Kingdom of the Possum. August 6th at the Cliffs Resort at Possum Kingdom Lake for the third annual 24-hour fitness Tour de Pants bike rally.
24-hour fitness Tour de Pants is brought to you by Aspen Edge, Plano Cycling, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Tight shorts and shaved legs option.